Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, this is Bill.
It is.
Hi, Bill. This is Nicole with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm great, Nicole. How are you?
Pretty good, thank you. Did you have a few minutes?
Well, I'm driving down the road, but yeah, I got a few minutes.
Okay, perfect. So I am working on your file here for the working capital you're looking for the business.
Okay.
And just had a few questions here. Let me pull this up really quick. Okay. So this is for Morningstar Trucking.
Yes, correct.
And you were ideally looking for $150,000. Is that correct?
Well, ideally, I'd be looking for about $250,000, but,
okay.
You know.
Okay, and what would you be using that for specifically?
Specifically, I'd be combining some of my other debts. I got credit cards that I've got, work that I've had done on my truck.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to pay those higher interest credit cards off and consolidate all that into one, you know, into this payment. Plus, I'd be looking at possibly buying another used piece of equipment with the money and then reconditioning the one current piece of equipment I have.
Okay. The other piece of equipment, what kind of equipment would that be?
Well, it's a car carrier.
Okay.
But it's a specialized equipment, so it's designed to haul cars and it's about all the
sure.
And it's a 2002 Peterbilt.
Okay.
And it comes with a married trailer. It's a married unit, a tractor and trailer. So.
Okay. And the car carriers, how many do you have currently?
Just one right now.
Okay. And did you have a time frame for bringing on a second one?
Sometime maybe between now and the end of the year.
Okay.
And possibly as late as April.
Okay. And how much do those usually run?
What do you mean?
Oh, how much do they cost usually? Or the one that you are looking to get?
Well, they vary in cost depending on your condition. I mean, brand new ones are $300,000.
Okay.
You know, $280,000 to $300,000, and I really don't want to spend that much money.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
With the economy, with the question mark in the economy coming up, you know, I mean, I have traditionally done well, even through the bad 08 and 07 and 09, I've
mm-hmm.
done well. And I'm still doing well. So I don't expect that to change. But I just don't want to be out there for another $300,000 or $400,000.
Yeah. So if you got one that was used, how much do you think that would go for?
65. The one I'm looking at, 65.
Oh, okay.
They'll run anywhere from 35 to 100 grand, 120 grand.
Okay.
You know, depending on what you're getting and what you're looking at.
Yeah, we've definitely financed those pieces here, so we're pretty familiar with the car carriers.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah. Do you mainly do, is it mainly long distance or is it local?
It's long haul.
Long haul.
It's long haul. I generally run from the New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Maryland area back to Minnesota.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And back. And I've got a special niche bunch of customers that run that I run that area.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, we can definitely help you out with that when that time comes. I'm not sure if Nico had let you know that we do equipment financing as well.
Right.
2 to 5 year terms. And really anything under $150,000, we just need a quote to get you approved. So it's very easy.
Okay.
Yeah. So in terms of the unsecured capital, that program is going to be a little bit more based on the revenue of the business.
Okay.
So we never want to lend a business too much money because, you know, that might put them, you know, in a situation where it might be too much to pay back.
I understand. No, and I don't want that.
No. But what we usually do is we will, you know, make an offer, and then from there, what we can do is get you additional funding down the road. So it could be in 2 months, it could be in 6 months, reevaluate everything, extend your term out even longer. Typically, for the unsecured capital loans, they'll range from 3 months out to a couple of years,
right.
Sometimes 3 years. And we will allow you to pick the term you want.
Uh-huh.
So maybe on the first round, you don't get approved for the longest term, but we usually see on the second, third time for those renewals, those terms will get approved for the longer terms.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, what we're thinking is initial offer of around $35,000 to start the relationship.
Uh-huh.
The longest term would be 12 months
right.
with a refinance option in 6 months. Do you think that would be beneficial
no,
at all?
That's not going to work for me. Nope.
No.
That just adds more payment onto what I have already. I mean, I could combine a couple of my credit cards, but I mean, my American Express is $45,000. So, and
okay, so it wouldn't even cover that.
No, it wouldn't even cover that. And it just adds another monthly payment instead of helping me consolidate some of those payments. It just doesn't work.
Okay. Yeah. Was there anything else that you would need to use the funds for?
No. It just to combine some debt and instead of having, you know, 5 or 6, 7 payments going out here and there, and then I've got, oh, and that's the other thing. I'm going to put my one truck in for reconditioning. That's got to be 2.5 months. You know, of time because they're going to strip it, paint it, and rehose it, replumb it, rewire it, you know, make it totally recondition it. And that's $40,000 right there plus my, you know, I'm losing work because I'm not able to use it.
So then would the 35 help with that to have just some extra funds for when that, you know,
well,
is generating money for you?
Well, that's possible that could happen, but there again, I'm just concerned about it just adding another payment on top of whatever else I got. And I really don't have the $40,000 sitting around to pay for the reconditioning, which is another reason for the loan.
So how are you going to pay for the reconditioning?
Well, I mean, if I had $150,000 and I didn't buy the other truck, I've got enough money to combine some of my credit card to recondition the truck and then to, you know, take over that lag time before my truck, while my truck is down and get through that 2 month period.
Okay.
That's why 150 was my initial ask. And then after I did that, I was offered this other truck. But again, that might be better to do on one of your equipment purchase or leasing programs, you know.
Now, what if, let me ask you this. Now, what if we got, and I'd have to go back and talk with underwriting, and I'm not sure if I can do it, but I can ask. What if we got the 35 bumped up to, say, the 40,000, which would cover the reconditioning? We already will have you, I'm pretty sure we can approve you for the 65 for the vehicle when you need to get that. So would that help with some of the other things, and then you can kind of focus on your credit card debt separately?
No, it just won't do it. It just won't work. I've run the numbers for what I got going out, what I got coming in. That just isn't going to work. And I'm not. I'll just continue struggling with what I, you know, just doing things the way I've been doing. I can't get what I want.
Okay. Would you need a smaller amount as a cushion? Say you didn't take the full 35, but just have a cushion so you're not so stressed.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm just pretty certain that if I can't get the 150 I want, I'm just not going to do it.
Okay.
What I got, you know, I know what I want and what I need to do, and if I can combine all the payments that I've been making and then this reconditioning, and do that, I'm actually saving myself a couple grand a month in outgo. But if I'm just going to add $30,000, I'm really not saving myself anything.
Okay.
So I'm not going to struggle with what I'm doing.
Why don't we do this then? The working capital might be the best fit, may not be the best fit, but perhaps we can help you with the carrier when that time comes. That sounds fair. That's definitely up our alley. We've been doing equipment financing for about 13 years, so we have some really great programs.
Okay. I would definitely look into that.
Okay.
And there again, if I put the extra piece of equipment on, now I'm doubling my revenue from
that. Yeah, now that makes that makes a lot of sense right there.
Yeah. So.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll have Nico reach out to you, let him know that you would be interested in doing the equipment, and then you guys mm-hmm. can kind of set something up. I don't know if you have the piece already picked out, but he can get the quote from you and then, just issue an approval for you.
Okay, yeah, and we'd be buying this from a private party, so it's not a dealership.
Okay, we work with private parties as well.
Okay.
So we would just need to get the info as to, what the piece is, how old it is, who you're purchasing it from, and the cost.
Right. All right. Okay. Well, when I get to that point, I'll certainly give you guys a call back, and Nico can reach out to me no matter what.
Okay, perfect. All right, thank you so much, Bill.
Yep, bye.
Thank you, bye.